Our scripture today comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve.
What a tremendous promise we have in these scriptures today. I want to make sure that you really hear what God is saying, because this can affect and will affect everything in life if we really start to get this. In the scripture that Victor just read for us, part of that told us, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in God. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out roots by the stream. Does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. There was a similar promise that we read earlier in Psalm chapter 1, talking about those who follow God, who reject the evils of this world, who spend time with God, that are in God's presence. It says that person is like a tree planted by the stream of water that yields its fruit in season and whose leaves do not wither. Whatever they do prospers. These are tremendous promises, and we see this all through Scripture. We see New Testament passages as well that tell us this, but these are so poetic, so beautifully written. This image that we are, when we are in God, when we follow God's Spirit, we are part of His family. We are like a tree, and we're planted in a place that is prosperous. We are planted where we can have deep roots, and we have the nourishment, the water, the nutrients. And we don't have to worry when the drought comes. We don't have to worry when things aren't perfect around us, that we always bear fruit in that season. I think there are two things that people really want in life. There are two things that we are really motivated to have in our life. It takes various forms for different people, but I think basically there are two things that everyone wants, and they're essentially contradictory. One is we want to do something. We want to accomplish something. We want to mean something to someone. We don't have to necessarily be famous for it, but we want our life to mean something. We want to accomplish something in our life. We want to come to the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the year or the end of our life and be able to look back and know we did something. That we meant something to someone, that we showed someone that we cared, someone cared about us. We want to, as the Bible would say it, we want to bear fruit. We want our life to have some sort of meaning. Every day, every week, every year, and throughout our life, when we look back, everyone wants to know their life meant something to someone, that it mattered that we were here. I think the other thing that people want is quiet and peace, that sense of calm, that sense that it's okay, that, yeah, we know there's storms in life. We know there's troubles and trials. We know there's drought. We know that this is a difficult world. It's a fallen world. Life is just hard. And what we want is peace and tranquility. We want things to be within us that we want to have contentment. We want to know that it's okay. We don't expect the world to be perfect. We would like that. Sometimes we wish for that. Sometimes we wonder why it can't be that way, and we complain that the world's not perfect. But deep down, we know, we've known since we were little children, the world is not perfect. The world is a bad place sometimes, and bad things are going to happen, even to good people. We struggle with that fact, but we know it's reality. And what we want in the midst of that is just to have peace and tranquility, to have a calm in the midst of that. And sometimes those two things, when we try to accomplish them in our own power, can contradict themselves. Because when we think about accomplishments and meaning and living a life that's worthwhile, sometimes that makes us very busy. We think of what we need to do. Sometimes we have long lists of things that we need to accomplish, big and small, to make sure that our life has meaning, even on very small levels. We end up doing a lot of things to try to make sure we accomplish everything that we feel like we should accomplish. The things that are expected of us from other people, the things that we expect from ourselves, we end up doing a lot of things. And sometimes we end up so busy doing so many things that we're like that hamster on a wheel. We're just busy and running and running and running and running and running and running and running, and we never get anywhere. And we start to think, why can't I have some tranquility? Why can't I have some peace? Why can't things be quiet? Why can't I feel calm? Why can't I feel content? And sometimes we hit a period of time that we have that quiet, that we have calm, that things aren't happening. We are not busy. We have nothing to do. And then we get bored. And we start to think, is this it? Is this my life? I have nothing to do. Yes, I'm grateful. I have a peaceful life, a calm life. But am I not going to do anything with my days? Is this all there is? And so we want both of these things that sometimes contradict themselves. We want to do things and accomplish things and mean something to someone and be able to have a sense that it matters that we're here. It matters what we do with our day. And at the same time, we want peace and calm and tranquility. And sometimes we do one or the other. And when we are doing one, sometimes we sacrifice the other. And we may have a long list of accomplishments, but no real peace. Or we may have a very calm and tranquil life, and we wonder, what am I even doing here with my life? And it tends to be a personality trait, whether we will slide to one side or the other. Some people are naturally just busy. They have to be doing something all the time. And very often those people struggle with peace and tranquility and then calm in their life. Other people, they're kind of laid back. They're calm by nature. They sort of go with the flow of life, and they don't really follow a lot of tasks. But then sometimes they start to think, I'm just being lazy. I'm really not doing anything with my life. And discontent comes in that peace. This is what happens when good people try to do good things in their own power. Because the Bible tells us God gives us both. He gives us the peace and the calm and the tranquility. Using that image of a tree, strong and sturdy with deep roots, just drawing from the nutrients of the earth. God gives us that peace and that calm. We don't have to be afraid of the drought. We don't have to be afraid of the struggles of the world because we have our roots deep in the nutrients God provides. That God gives us as His people, as believers, as spiritual people, He gives us the opportunity to have those roots in the nutrients of God. Through prayer, through scripture, through worshiping together, through the things of our faith, We have nutrients that come from God, and in that we have peace and calm and tranquility. We have confidence that in a difficult world, in a fallen world, we don't have to figure it all out. We don't have to fight against everything. We can rest in the peace of God. But the scripture also tells us that in those nutrients flowing through that tree, it will bear fruit. Both the scriptures we read said in the proper season, it will always bear fruit. That the leaves will be green and it will bear fruit. Healthy trees bear fruit. They don't figure out how to bear fruit. They don't struggle to bear fruit. When they're healthy and there's nutrients in that system, the trees bear fruit. It matters that they're here because of the fruit they bear, because of the life they live, just simply being trees, because God made them that way. Healthy trees that have those nutrients will bear fruit. This is how God plans it, to give us both a life of peace and calm and tranquility, and also at the same time, a life of accomplishment, of meaning, of doing the right things, of bearing fruit as His creation. He wants to give us both at the same time. When we try to do that outside of God, when we try to decide for ourselves that we want what we want in our life, we tend to pick one or the other by our own personality. Now, sometimes we'll get tired of that and we'll try the other for a while. But sometimes, as I said, people are just naturally busy by nature. They just want to be doing things. And other people are very calm and quiet by nature, and they just want to be quiet. God teaches us to be both. God teaches us to be quiet with tranquility, with peace that is rooted in God. This is not laziness. This is not just quitting in life. This is not just not doing things, to throw out our schedule, to wad up our to-do list and throw it in the garbage. It's not that. It is having our roots in God through prayer, through times of spiritual quiet reflection, through scripture reading, through the things of our faith. We have our roots in God, and then our accomplishments come from the natural fruit we bear as people of God, who created us to bear fruit. We all have gifts. God gives us all abilities that we can mean something in life. Every single person God has created to mean something in this world. But the tempter comes along. There are evils in this world. There's a tempter, Satan, that wants to get us away from God. And Satan's pretty smart. The tempter is very smart at being the tempter. This is not a stupid tempter. Very clever at being the tempter. And the greatest temptation that we tend to fall for as people of God is not to rebel against God, not to go into the evils of the world. Most Christian people, most believers, for the most part, we all make mistakes, but for the most part have rejected the evils of the world. We would never intentionally really harm someone or destroy things. We wouldn't do the great evils of the world on purpose. That's not us. And the tempter knows that. And so the great temptation for a Christian, for a believer, is to do God's will one notch off, just a little bit off, to not quite be on God's path, but be close, to get almost what God teaches, but to do it in our own power where we're just a little bit off the path of God. And this is what happens with our personalities, because we want what God promises. We want that life of peace and calm and yet bearing fruit and having meaning and accomplishment in life. But we want to be accomplished a little bit more, perhaps, because we're that busy kind of person. And so because we want that a little bit more, we try just a little bit harder. We push just a little bit more. We ignore maybe we don't pray much. Maybe we don't read the Bible very much. But we sure work really hard to try to do good deeds. And when we do that, we get off just a little bit. And then we wonder, where did God's promise go? He said I was going to bear fruit, and nothing's happening. All my work is going to waste. I feel like I'm accomplishing nothing. Or if we have a more calm personality, we might think we want to have calm and peace, but we're not really doing that in God. We're just taking days off. We're watching TV. We're looking on the internet. It may be a calm day. It may be a day without a lot of hassle, a lot of struggle, but we're not really spending it in God. And then we wonder, why don't I have peace? I've watched television all day. I should be calm. And yet we have all this anxiety in us, even when we're trying to be calm. It's because we're trying to do what God has promised, what we naturally want, our own way. It's kind of like God sets a path for us. We've got this nice path in the middle. And if I walk down that path, I can easily make it to the back of the room. No problem. But if I decide, the path's right here, maybe I'll just walk right here. That's going to be a struggle. My leg's going to be pretty bruised. But I can easily justify and say, yeah, I'm on the path. This is the path. I am on the path, God. Why are you letting all these bad things happen when I am right here on the path? And yet I'm not. I might look at other people that are following the evils of the world and saying, they're not even on the path. They're way over here, God. I'm over here on your path. Why, when evil people are doing such bad things way over here, away from your will, why are you not blessing me when I'm right here on your path? And yet, I'm really not. I'm struggling a great deal if I try to walk this path. That's the way we get tempted, is to just do God's will one notch off, just a little bit off the path, and then wonder why God isn't bringing all the things that God promised. Sometimes we get frustrated. Some people quit. Some people that follow God one notch off get frustrated and they just leave altogether. They wonder, why didn't God come through? God is the one who initiated these promises. God wants to give us that life that is both a life of tranquility and a life of bearing fruit, a life that accomplishes and means something in this world. And yet we also have peace at the same time, that we draw our nutrients from God. So it's not a matter of how hard we work or how active we are. It's we're drawing our nutrients from God, and that fruit is something we bear because of the power of God in our life. We're also not lazy and just sitting around waiting for God to do something. We follow the path God has given us because we are His creation. Just as the tree is God's creation and the nutrients of that go into that tree bear that fruit, we are God's creation. As believers, the nutrients that God gives us come from prayer. They come from the scriptures. They come from worship. They come from practicing our faith every day. And that bears the fruit of our life. And when believers are receiving the nutrients from God, our life matters. In big ways and small ways, our life matters. We accomplish as His people, as His church, because that's the way God created us. We're busy, but are we really accomplishing anything? We take days off, but do we really have peace? God promises both, but it comes from being planted in God, of receiving our nutrients from God. And in due season, we always bear fruit. Believers, churches, we will always bear fruit when our nutrients are being brought up from God. We don't have to worry about all the struggles of the world, the drought that would come. We can have calm and peace and confidence. We're going to bear fruit anyway, no matter what happens in the world, because God's created us that way. That is the promise to the believer, but we have to follow that path. We can't do it our way. We have to have a humbleness that says, God, I just want to be in You. We have to have a humbleness that says, I will pray every day. A humbleness to say, I need God to fill me with God's nutrients. and bear the fruit, not from my busyness, but from what God creates in me. When we do that, imagine if we had believers all around the world that were living that were drawing their nutrients from God and bearing fruit in the season that God would have them bear it. That it wouldn't just be a matter of busyness, doing good deeds. It wouldn't just be a matter of quietness and wondering what is my life about. But it would be receiving the nutrients within the quiet, peace, tranquility of God that leads to the accomplishments, the bearing fruit. Imagine a world of Christians that live that life. We have a lot of Christians, but sadly we have too many that have been tricked into being one notch off, to being more busy than God ever called us to be, or to be more inactive than God ever called us to be, and are doing both in our own power, that aren't really drawing the nutrients of God. God has called us to bear fruit. He's called us to have a life that means something, that it matters that we're here. Every single believer, it matters that we were created and that we're here in this world, but we have to bear fruit from the nutrients of God. Part of our training for that, part of our practice of that, is right here in this place. As we worship together, as we sing together, as we study God's word together, as we pray together. And so every week we come in here and we pray. We spend some quiet time together. This time is time that bears fruit, because it is time that we root ourselves into the quiet, into the peace, into the tranquility that is God, so that we can go out into the world and not just be busy, but bear the fruit that comes from God himself through his people, through his spirit, those that believe in him. And so we pray. We lift up our prayer request, both silently and aloud. I'll pray to start, and we invite anybody who would like to pray aloud. And you can pray in any language that you feel comfortable. God loves all people in all languages, and you don't have to pray in English. If you would like to pray aloud, you can pray in any language you like. And if you don't want to pray aloud, that's okay too, because we can just be quiet. We can just be in the presence of God. God promises that his Holy Spirit, his presence is here with us. We don't have to understand that for that to be true. As we pray, God hears our prayers. Our emotions may tell us otherwise. We may wonder if God is way and distant and doesn't really hear us, but the Bible promises God hears us and God cares. So as we pray, whether it be in silence or aloud, God hears every word on our heart as we root ourselves in his nutrients and are filled with his spirit. Let's pray together. Our God, we thank you that you know us so well. You know what motivates us. You know what we really want in life. And two things we really want is we want our life to mean something. We want to bear fruit. We want to matter. We want to care about our life and have people care about us. But at the same time, we don't need to just be busy, because you know we need peace, we need tranquility, we need calm, we need confidence in the midst of such a difficult, painful world. God, you want to give us both. We're just so grateful that you're that good to us, that you don't want us just working, doing deeds all the time, and you don't want us being lazy and accomplishing nothing, but you want to fill us with your nutrients so that we naturally bear fruit, that our life matters because we are rooted in you. And so, Lord, we ask that this would be a time that we are filled with your spirit, that we are filled with the nutrients that come only from you, that you would touch us with your grace, with your spirit, that we would have calm in the midst of so many things, that we would have confidence, not in ourselves and our power, but in yours, that we would know that because of you, our life matters, and that we are accomplishing and will accomplish what you would have us to do, because you have created us to matter. We thank you for all of these things. Help us in the midst of this very difficult world to live this out in the midst of all the struggles that we face, all the things that are going on around the world, and even right in our own lives. Help us with all the things that we face as we lift our prayers to you.